15 minutes now to 1 o'clock. We've come to a very, very important time on the show where Archibald needs to discuss something of utmost importance with you. It was a very emotional week for me, so I've naturally got to play the Titanic in the background. Very emotional week. Dua Lipa's Levitating turns a whole year old today. 52 weeks on the chart. Can you Adam and Eve it? It's the longest charting song by a long way since I've been here, since April. And it's huge. So naturally, what I tried to do was I DM Dua Lipa on every single social media platform. She thinks Nick Archibald from South Africa is a complete creep because I sent the same message to her Twitter page, to her TikTok, to Instagram. Me, I wanted to get her on the show because I wanted to celebrate her first birthday. So I couldn't do that. She didn't reply. Naturally, and I didn't expect her to reply, if I'm honest with you, but I thought it would be cool, and at least I had to give an attempt for you, because I want you to meet your idols, like my idol, Dua Lipa. So what I did was, I got my other idol, her name's Mariah Carey, and I just got her to sing Happy Birthday. How does this sound? You want to sing along? Sing along, come on. Yeah, beauty. We love it.
We love it.
So this is just to take a quick moment with you, with DJ Mzanzi, with South Africa, with everyone who supported the chart. This song, can I tell you, was plunging. It was going. It was done. It was like in the high 30s. And you brought it back. 7 months after its release, it got back into the top 10s, got back to number 2 where it peaked, never got to number 1. But I'm still so proud to say that Dua Lipa's Levitating turns 1 year old today on the top 40 on 5, and also it's number 12. Same as last week, it's still in the top 12. Can you believe it? After an entire year, and just take a listen to it. It's